Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast from the First Christian Church in Great Bend, Kansas. We are a church with a mission of inspiring ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ. It really doesn't matter who you are, what you have done, or how you choose to worship. You belong here. We pray that this week's sermon blesses you and that you feel God's presence through it today.
Sermon series called Digital Christians, where what we're doing is spending some time wrestling with and trying to make sense of what it means to live Christian in a world that has been taken over by technology. And so last week, and to set the foundation for this series, we got into how, as Christians, I believe that God is calling us not to run or to be angry about this new reality, but instead to learn how to embrace it in healthy and productive ways, not only for how it can help us in life, but also for how it can help us continue to go deeper in our faith and to share the gospel in more creative ways to more people. And yet, before we get into the specifics of how we can use this technology for the good, which is what we're going to talk about next week, today what I would like to share with you are some of the dangers that come along with all of this and how, for many of us, this technology is already affecting our lives in some pretty negative ways. But please know that in what follows, we're just going to be scratching the surface of all of this. And so I basically share this information with you so you can see it and then go out and do the research you need to do for yourself to manage your technology use well. Okay, so what happens when you start doing some research regarding how most media actually works? What you'll discover is these platforms were not just designed to connect and entertain us, but instead were designed, like all business models, to make money. And yet, because most media is not in the kind of business that can make money by selling us some kinds of goods or services like most other businesses, the way they have chosen to make money is by selling advertising. Or, you guys know what I'm talking about here, just like all of our TV programs are paid for mostly by the commercials that show up every 10 minutes, the same is true for most media platforms. Or, no matter what you're doing online, if you run across one of those advertisements, that's how they're making their money. And then what that helps us to see about how these companies function is that, contrary to popular belief, we are not their main customers or the people that they're necessarily trying to serve. No, the people they are serving and ultimately answer to are the advertisers, and how much they can do for them by getting their products in as front as of many eyeballs as possible. Which ultimately means that what media companies are actually selling to their advertisers, and this blows a lot of people away, is our attention. That's right. They're basically trying to sell our attention. Because what they do is we go about scrolling through Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, doing whatever that we want to do online, is they continue to mix in ads these companies have paid for. And of course, the more ads they can put in front of us, the more money they're going to make. And yet for me, where things really get interesting when it comes to how these companies have chosen to function, is because of the fact that the more time we spend scrolling, the more money they make. What they're all about doing now is whatever they need to do to keep us scrolling for as long as possible. And the way they're doing that, in a sense, is by hacking our brains. And yeah, I said that. They are trying to hack our brains, which, by the way, is not some conspiracy theory that I'm trying to sell you because I've spent too much time on the dark web. No, this is what these companies openly admit to doing in an attempt to make more and more money. Or this is not a secret. This is just how their business model works. Now, I wish I could give you an in-depth explanation of how they do all of this and do it so well. But the truth is, even given all the research I have done, I still don't completely understand it myself, except for the fact that by using new findings regarding how our brains work, they are designing their platforms to give us what it is that we want to see more of, so that instead of getting bored and going to find something else better to do with our time, for hours upon hours, we sit there, right, with our faces glued to the screen to see what else it is they have for us to keep us entertained. Or by using their complex algorithms, they have figured out how to manipulate our brains in such a way that most of us have become addicted to some form of media. And then to see just how good they are at hacking our brains, how many of you, after telling yourself that you're just going to take a moment to check, you know, Facebook, whatever it is that you're going to be doing there, and you look up about an hour to 2 hours later and realize that you got sucked into some kind of wormhole that didn't have anything to do with what you were trying to accomplish in the first place? Or even more than that, how many of you, if you go like a day without checking your media, start to get a bit anxious, like you're missing out on something really, really important? And yet the thing that really helped me to see just how good these companies are at hacking our brains was in some interviews I was watching with some people who helped design these platforms, people from Google, Facebook, and Instagram. In that, even though they understand better than anyone else how all of this works because they are the ones who helped design all of it, they too found themselves getting sucked into one of those media wormholes for hours upon hours. And even more than that, they talked about how they too, when they tried to walk away or take a break from their technology because it was, in a sense, overwhelming their lives, it made them anxious and nervous, just like a drug addict looking for that next fix. Well, that, my friends, is how good these companies have gotten at getting and keeping our attention. Or if you really want to see this on a personal level, just how much influence these companies have in our life, just take a moment and look at your weekly usage rate, you know, on your phone, your tablet, whatever it is. Then do some calculations regarding not just how much time you spend daily on this stuff, but how much time you spend monthly and even yearly. Because what most of you are going to discover is that you are spending weeks and even months of your life during a given year staring at some form of media. Or according to the latest research, people spend at least 2.5 hours a day per average on some kind of media, which at first doesn't sound that bad, right? And yet when you do the math on that, that means we are spending about 36 days out of our year with our face glued to some kind of screen. Yeah, that's how good these companies are at getting and keeping our attention. And yet now that you're starting to see that we have been hacked, now let me share with you how this is affecting our lives in some negative ways. So for starters, and something that I think everyone has heard about over the last couple of years, studies are finding a correlation between high screen time, especially social media use, and increased levels of anxiety and depression, particularly in teens and young adults. Now, of course, this problem is way bigger and more complex than just staring at social media, and yet the truth is, spending time on social media across the board has been shown to lead to some pretty significant mental health issues. And yet, not only does media affect our mental health, there's also a lot of research showing how it affects our physical health as well, and all because spending time with our eyes glued to a screen leads to a sedentary lifestyle. And what a sedentary lifestyle does to our bodies, as you all know, is it contributes to issues of obesity, reduced cardiovascular health, and muscle mass. But what's really interesting is if you follow the logic of how media can affect our bodies long term, you will also begin to see that overuse of media can create or lead to a reduced lifespan. Yeah, that's right, I said it. Media, when not used well, can significantly shorten our lives because of what it does to our bodies. And then when it comes to what this stuff is doing to our brains, it has been shown that constant stimulation from screens can contribute to shorter attention spans, difficulty focusing on tasks, along with impairing memory and the ability to learn. To add to that, excessive screen time often leads to procrastination, distractions, ultimately reducing people's efficiency, along with being correlated to a significant decrease in people's ability to think critically, solve problems, or be creative. Or, in other words, and very, very crassly put, studies are showing that overuse of media, not using media well, is actually making us dumber. And yet, for those of you who think I might just be overreacting because you still feel like media is just this harmless little thing that we all do for fun, first of all, what I want you to do is to spend some time watching your children or grandchildren regarding how they use technology. And how, if you dare try to limit or take their technology away from them, how they begin to melt down because of how much they crave it. And then secondly, what I want you to do is I want you to try to read a book on a fairly complex topic. Because if you're anything like me, you will now find that reading and comprehending complex topics is way harder than it used to be because of the way media use is rewiring our brains. But now that you're starting to see and begin to wrestle with how this technology can and does affect us in some negative ways, the question now becomes, how do we continue to embrace all of this and the good that it provides, while at the same time not allowing it to take over our lives? Well, for me, as I've been wrestling with all of this over the last couple of months, what I have done, which has really helped me, is I have adopted a scripture that I believe offers us some great wisdom on how to do this and do this well. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16 says this: "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil." Again, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil." And for me, what Paul is doing here is he's basically telling us to take a good, long, hard look at how we are choosing to live our lives. More specifically, how we choose to spend our time. Because from a biblical point of view, time is not something that we should spend our lives just wasting, like it doesn't matter. No, it's a gift that we have all been given for our own benefit and for the benefit of the kingdom. And so the way we should go about spending our time is not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. And how I interpret that in light of how we should use media is instead of allowing media to control or dominate our lives, which, by the way, is very easy to do, and most people I know are guilty of this, at some point, we need to choose to control our media usage. We need to choose how we're going to use it. Or before we ever get online and get lost in all of that stuff, we need to spend some time setting some boundaries and some rules regarding how we're going to use it. And then we've actually got to stick to that plan. For example, when it comes to checking your social media, first of all, go in and disable all your notifications or those things that come up on your phone constantly anytime something happens so that you don't just keep checking it all day. And then simply set a time during the day as a part of your normal routine where you can spend anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes getting caught up. And then after that's over, walk away. Or the way I've set up my routine to work is before I can even think about doing anything media related, I have to accomplish everything that I set out to do that day. Or all the boxes on my checklist must be checked before I can sit down and just begin to veg out. Another way to think about it is to simply understand everything in moderation. Everything in moderation. Or just like it's not a good thing to eat Hostess ding-dongs all day because they're so delicious, but it's fine to eat them on occasion as a kind of treat, the same wisdom should pertain to how we choose to use this new technology. So again, it doesn't come in and just take over our lives. Which means that if you're looking for a healthy way to embrace this new world that we live in as followers of Jesus, then what that can look like, as Paul has helped us to see, is first of all, you need to take some time to critically look at your life regarding how you are spending your time. Then based on who it is that you feel that God has called you to be, or based on your purpose in life, you need to choose to live every moment of your life wisely. And what that looks like in regards to your social media usage is to simply create some boundaries and then stick to them. Because ultimately, what that's going to help all of us to do, which, by the way, is easier said than done, is to live into the extraordinary lives that God has created for us, which actually matters and make a difference, instead of just sitting around watching others live their best life. Think about that for a moment. If you choose to give your life to media over and over again, then basically what you're doing is not going out and living the life that God has created you for. No, you're basically watching others live into their best lives. Which, by the way, is not real important. It really doesn't matter. And I would argue can be a big waste of time. So again, it is my hope that we will take Paul seriously when it comes to how we navigate not just life, but in particular social media, that we set some boundaries and stick to them because that leads to the life that is truly life. Let us pray. Father, we come before you this morning, again, grateful for another opportunity to gather together as your people here in person and online and to hear your wisdom for us in this new world that we're living in. And today it is my hope, O Lord, that we will open our eyes to the dangers that all of this technology has for us. But instead of running away or, you know, making all of that negative or just staying there, that we choose to use it for our own good. Or instead of allowing this media to come in and take over our lives, Lord, help us to be able to discern the right thing for us and then set up boundaries so that we can use this in a way that is effective for our lives, but not allowing it to take our lives over. Lord, we ask all of this in your name and for our sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon, and we hope you are able to join us next week. To learn more about FCC Great Bend, visit us online at firstchristianchurchgb.com. Again, that's firstchristianchurchgb.com. God bless and have a great week.